Studios from the Salvation Army here in Northfield and Rice County. Jim Dale is with us. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for making it in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you so much for having me here.
I know you've been on kind of a tight schedule, but you did get a little time to get away and experience a different climate for great reasons anyway.
Yes, I did. Yes. So. My wife and I were out in Reno over the weekend. Had a granddaughter graduate from the University of Nevada, Reno. Mm-hmm. And so we were out there to celebrate and got back late last night. So we're kind of operating on short sleep time right now.
Yeah, well, you're going to have your work cut out for you between now and Christmas because the busy time is coming at us. And we'll talk about, you need more people to ring, and we'll talk about that in just a moment or so. But how's it gone so far? Is it, to date, has the whole campaign been doing pretty well?
Yes, it has. No, again, the people in Rice County have been very receptive to our needs. We've had good bell ringers. It's been a steady flow in terms of giving. We're about halfway to where our goal is. Our goal is $100,000 this year, as it was last year. Last year we came close. We came in at $81,500 at the end of the year. And we're hoping to be able to do that again this year and some. Mm-hmm. We always set our goal high because 88% of what we bring in stays here in Rice County. 12% we give back to the Salvation Army itself. They're the ones that supply us with all of our needs, our goods, our bells, our, you know, those sort of things, plus the administrative costs that they have. So that's one of the things I wanted to mention to the people out there. With that 88 cents, we're guaranteed that here in Rice County, if you give at Rice County or if you're going to write a check, we receive things from the Salvation Army National just as everybody else does. Once you give, it seems like you're in the trough and they're going to come after you and ask you to give more every year. We just encourage our people to write that check out to the Rice County Salvation Army. That way we get 88 cents on a dollar here. If it goes to the national or if it goes into Roseville, which is a regional headquarters, there's no guarantee that it's going to come here. It's just a backup for us in case we can't come up with enough money to make things happen here in Rice County. They're behind us. They can help supplement.
And in order to reach some of those goals, you're going to need some more bell ringers. I know the week before Christmas gets very hectic for everybody, but right now you got some openings available.
Oh, Jeff, it's one of those things. We're down to the last 9 days right now of bell ringing. We've got full 6 days of Christmas week, and we also have this weekend. This weekend we have, we're ringing now on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have 5 openings. Other than that, we're filled. And I do have people that I can kind of lean on, some of my regulars, and say, can you fill in here, or I will fill in, or my wife will fill in. So we'll get the weekend covered, but it's next week that I worry about. I've got right now about 96 hours worth of ringing needed for the week of Christmas. That's Monday through Saturday. We have 6 days this year prior to Christmas, and so we ring from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night during that week, and that's always the biggest week of the year.
And, you know, so much of the money that is donated to the Salvation Army is goes to people in crisis situations right here in town. So it's frontline stuff. Though you do a lot of different things with different charities and such, that is a big thing and a very important thing, especially over the course of the winter when people really need it most.
Yes, we do. We've got some programs, and then we have our social services. The biggest thing is the social services. That's for kind of a crisis sort of thing when people are in need of immediate help, whether it be to pay a gas bill, whether it be money to be able to go home and see a sick relative, whether it be gas money to get to a job, a car repair, those sort of things that they wouldn't normally have or be able to take care of, they come to the Salvation Army and ask for assistance, and we can give them short-term help that way.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Jim Dale with the Salvation Army is with us, and Jim, I'm glad to say that you have two less shifts available next week as Rich and I. Rich mentioned that, hey, let's go do this, and we'll have a little contest between the two of us. So we've got our own private battle going on. I think it's next Thursday between 4 and 6. I'll be at Cub Foods. I haven't rung out there. I'm usually at a family fair, but Rich is going to be at Family Fair here in town.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
We look forward to it. Talking about the competition sort of thing, it was interesting this year where it seems like we had the battle of the badges going on. The mm-hmm. Sheriff's Department challenged the Faribault PD and the Northfield PD to see who could raise the most money on a given day. So they took an entire day here in town and also against the Faribault PD. And it was a heated thing. They've got a bit of competition amongst themselves anyway. I understand they've played basketball games against each other and softball games. And so the challenge went out from the Sheriff's Department. Now let's see who can raise the most money for the Salvation Army.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, the most money raised was by Northfield PD.
They
narrowly beat the sheriff's office, so they have bragging rights right now. The Battle of the Badges was won by Northfield. Great fun. They're very competitive. And as the sheriff said, I hate to lose.
Lastly, Jim, we're about out of time, but how do people register? What's the best way to do it? You can do it individually or as a group if you're, you know, if you have another group, a nonprofit that you're involved with, or a church group, or youth group or something, you can get out there and ring too.
Yes, we've got some days coming up on the Christmas week where we have no one ringing at either Family Fair or Cub. I mean, it's devastating, but at the same time, mm-hmm. it's an opportunity for people to be able to step out and help us. Give us 2 hours of your time, if you would. Come and ring. You can register online. Just call up registertoring.com. It'll walk you through the process of registering. Or you can call myself, and my number is 715-733-0575. Or we do have people in Faribault and Lonsdale. We're ringing there at McInthune's in Lonsdale. We're ringing in Faribault at Fairway and Hy-Vee. Then Christmas week we'll also be out at Walmart. So there's lots of opportunities. The two here with Cub and Family Fair in Northfield. We really need the help because, folks, this is the only money we have to operate with. Mm-hmm. It's what we make from the Kettle campaign.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that. It's a great program. Once again, you do wonderful things. We appreciate it. And folks, register to ring. You got the added benefit of spring-like weather.
Really
forecast, into all of the way into next week. So, Jim, best of luck. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Jim Dale with the Salvation Army here in Rice County.